Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? I'm having technical difficulties here. Thing is loading up, but what's going on, Mac? I'm of course William Ramo. On the other line, I have Macaulay Matthew. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, good. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Having a little technical difficulty. I lost my internet connection somehow. Okay,
it seems like that's the story of tonight.
Yeah. I guess I'll stop this. All right. Well, on today's show, let's not let technical difficulties derail the show. But one good thing that did happen tonight was the New York Knicks did derail Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers' plan of maintaining home field advantage in this series after the great performance of Brunson. But we're going to get into that momentarily. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Mets right now, how they're playing right now in Oakland. We'll talk about the Yankees, Herman flirting with perfection for five innings. Also talk about what's going on in WWE as the Usos are going to finally get their rematch against Zayn and Owens. We'll talk about that also. Trish betraying Becky Lynch on Raw and AEW. There's a new show that's rumored to debut, and apparently CM Punk's going to be the main star of that, as there's rumors of him trying to, coming back to the company, despite many people in the company not wanting him back. We'll get into that as well. But most importantly, if you want to talk about any of these topics and more, the number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you. But with that said, let's talk about the dawn of the 2013 NBA playoffs. You know, we got Jalen Brunson with the Knicks versus his playoff rival Mitchell Robinson on the Cavs last year. Brunson was on Dallas Mavericks and knocked off Donovan Mitchell's Utah Jazz, and you know, in the offseason, both guys, left their respective teams. Obviously, Brunson, you know, he left via free agency, and Donovan Mitchell, though he wanted to get traded to the Knicks, Danny Ainge, the Utah Jazz GM, had other plans, and he traded him to Cleveland Cavaliers. So here we are, guys who could have been teammates this year, both helping the Knicks win a championship. But no, these guys, for at least the last 2 years, they've been battling it out for their chance to finally hoist their first ever championship. So Brunson's going to try to repeat, but this time in the Knicks uniform. And Donovan Mitchell, he's going to try to knock off his rival in the playoffs so far. They both had great games. Brunson, made clutch shots at the clutch shots in the fourth quarter, as well as Donovan Mitchell. Brunson, he had 27 points. Mitchell had 38 points, but the Knicks prevail. Hart, I think, scored 19 points off the bench. Randall, came back, started for the Knicks, scored 19 points after missing the last five games of the season. It was a great win for the Knicks. You know, the Knicks needed it. They're on the road. Donovan Mitchell, it was a hard-fought series. Even Donovan Mitchell almost jeopardizes his career or and his health, diving for a loose ball, nearly collided with the Cavaliers announcers. Oh, what do you think, Mac?
He dived head first. Yep.
Oh yeah. But yeah, all in all, it didn't look good, man, in that fourth quarter when they blew that 11 point lead. You know, I thought it was gonna be, it would have been a typical regular season game for the Knicks. You know how it's been for the last 20 something years. But give props to Brunson and Hart and the rest of the team. You know, pulling it out, digging deep and pulling out the W in hostile territory in Cleveland. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to show to Cleveland that Cleveland's not the only city that rocks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we went into Cleveland, you know, and got that W. But we got to do it again Tuesday night. And then hopefully we can go back to the Garden Friday night, you know, and go up 2-0 into the Garden. But first things first, we gotta obey our thirst, man, and get this victory, man. We 50 years we haven't got this. We've been titleless in this city, you know. We gotta the Knicks, they gotta do their thing, man. They gotta shock the world. And today was a good start. So yeah, what's your thoughts on what happened?
Yeah, no, this game was it was back and forth. The Knicks dominated this game for the most part, but they just kept letting the Cavaliers in this game. Donovan Mitchell at times, they couldn't stop him. He was shooting threes with hands in front of his face, with no issue. And the Knicks turning the ball over there in the second half almost cost them this game. I felt like R.J. Barrett didn't do much in this game, and he could have. If the Knicks had lost, fans would have pointed their fingers at him because, how many points did he have tonight? Just seven?
That's a good question.
Seven points, it looks like. And he didn't really get off that many shots. The MVP of this game, the reason that we won this game was because of Brunson and Josh Hart.
Yep.
Those are the two guys that stepped up big time for us. Brunson with some clutch shots down the stretch to give us the lead and put us over. And Hart, man, he was making some big plays, whether it was getting a steal or getting a rebound or follow-up layup pointer after he injured himself. I mean, this guy was the key guy in that fourth quarter. Him and Brunson were the key guys, I should say. Without them, we probably could have lost this game.
The Villanova boys were clutch.
Yeah. Yeah, they were definitely clutch. I mean, Randall came back. He played he played good. It could have been better.
Turned the ball over a little bit, but he had a decent game.
I mean, he's his first game back off of an injury, so wasn't expecting too much from him. But hopefully he'll get better as the series goes on. Mitchell Robinson, I thought, also had a good game, even though, you know, the stats don't show it. But he matched up well with the Cavalier bigs of Jarrett Allen and what's the other big guy? Mobley. You know, I thought he was a presence down there in the post, you know, causing some missed shots and some distractions there. So he had a very good game. I thought the bench played very well. Also, our bench outscored him like 30 something to under double digits was the stat that I saw at one point.
Yeah, that's the X factor we got over them.
Yeah. We have more depth than the Cavaliers by far. So when it comes to bench, our bench should be outscoring them every game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a deeper bench with Quickly, Hartstein, Toppin, you know, Grimes. Well, Grimes is starting, but, you know, when he's a what's the other guy that's coming off the bench, too?
Quickly?
No, I mentioned Quickly. Quickly, Hartstein.
Hartenstein, Toppin.
I guess Hart is the other guy that comes off the bench, too. But yeah, our bench is deep. You know, and I feel the Knicks, they have to win this series. They're clearly the favorites, even though it's close between them and the Cavs.
Yeah.
They're the favorites, and they should win this series. And I got them winning in six. So tonight, getting this win, it's a nice start.
I got them winning in seven, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope they can put the boom onto them. But
I don't want to go back to Cleveland for game seven. I hope that's not the case.
No. We don't want LeBron James to take his talent for one night only.
Yeah.
And then go back to the Lakers.
Yep.
But yeah, great win for the Knicks. You know, that's how you do it, you know. Hopefully we'll have, you know, some good news, man, and hopefully we'll shock the world and end this 50-year drought, but that's asking too much. Let's just take this one day at a time, and hopefully one series at a time. So let's see. Let's hope they could keep it up, go back to New York up 2-0. But right now we gotta take care of game two on Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. And RJ Barrett, he needs to play better.
He needs to wake up.
He needs to be more relevant in the series.
For real. Yeah, 7 points is not cutting it in a playoff game. Come on.
Yeah, no. You know, especially after the contract we gave this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has to play better.
Yeah, man. He definitely needs to wake up because, you know, he went from prospect to suspect. So you got to snap out of it. Yeah, man, RJ, we care about you, man. Want you to snap out of it and come back, man, because this is not a good look. Yeah, shifting gears, the other New York team, the Nets, they got off to a bad start. They lost to the 76ers by the final score of 121-101. Bridges, he scored 30 points in a losing effort. And the Nets, they gotta try to bounce back from this this tough loss.
Yeah, I didn't see that game, but Sixers looked like they were leading that game throughout for the most part. But the Sixers are definitely
the favorites for sure.
They're definitely the favorites. But I think they're gonna make quick work of the Nets. Might even sweep them.
And Harden's going to be like, man, I told you, man. See, this is why I left you guys, man.
Is Ben Simmons still alive? Does this guy play anymore or what?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I think he got hurt. Didn't he get hurt? And he's gone.
I have no idea. I don't follow the Nets like that, so I
mean,
you could.
Yeah, they're going to play game two on Monday night. They're still going to be in Philly, naturally. And I think Ben Simmons got hurt. Let me confirm that for you. Let's see, Ben Simmons.
I mean, Jacoby Eldred has played more games than this guy.
Carl Povano played more games.
Real.
Oh, man. I think he has back problems. Let me just... He has nerve impingement in his back. Yeah, it looks
I know the Nets are saying this, so they wish they could trade him back to Philly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. That was not a good trade at all. Not at all. I mean, he's been injury prone. I mean, it's just all in all, a
bad trade.
Bad trade, man.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't even know what to say. You know, since his injuries, you know, his holdout with 76ers, like, it's just been downhill.
Yeah, last couple of seasons have not been good for Ben Simmons. He's been almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got shut down because of the, like I mentioned, he had nerve issues in his back. So, that's not a good sign at all. Hopefully, he could bounce back from it, or transition to the next point of his career and find something that makes him happy and. Yeah, it's a sad tale. Well, hopefully he gets healthy again, and continue his career if he wants to, or find something better that he feels suits him. They could make a positive influence, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to this guy's mindset. I don't know.
Maybe the injuries have affected him. I don't know.
Probably. But ever since that playoff game where he didn't want to shoot the ball, he hasn't been the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. I would assume by next year, see what happens. If he gets fully healthy, what he'll do. Time will tell.
Yep.
And speaking of time will tell. Hockey, you got the Rangers battling their divisional rivals, New Jersey Devils, beginning Tuesday night, in New Jersey. So hopefully the Rangers can knock off the Devils.
Go Rangers!
That's right.
And
avenge their loss from the playoffs from last year, getting knocked off, in the Eastern Conference Finals. So much less on my birthday too. So hopefully they'll snap their streak because it's been 29 years since they've won it, and of course prior to that they had that long drop from 1940. So
yeah.
Hopefully it won't get that long as well. So hopefully they'll do their thing this postseason as well. But shifting gears. Speaking of another team that hasn't won it in a long time, the New York Mets. They're They are hosting the team that they faced in the 73 World Series, the Oakland A's. And so far, the Mets have been putting a hurting on those Oakland A's. You know, they're lucky your boy Reggie Jackson is retired, you know, because, you know, the Mets are really giving it to those guys, man. Like, Senga, Senga had his first kind of shaky start. He went like four and two thirds. He didn't get that last out. But prior to that, he's been lights out. I think yesterday he still had a 7 strikeouts, but you know he wasn't as dominant as he was in the other two starts that he had. Especially in City Field, man, they had in City Field they had the you know like how they had the Dr. K during the Gooden days, but instead of you know the regular K sign, they had the ghost. They had a symbol of a ghost with a fork in a ball because you know he had his fork ball is called the ghost fork ball. So yeah, that's his patented pitch, and yeah, he's been dominating with it so far in his starts, and yeah, he was striking out people, you know, some A's players, and then security took it down, you know. After the Mets fans were putting it up, and Gerrit Cohen was like, "Why are they you know complaining? There's not that many people there anyway to complain about it anyway. So why are they taking it down?" But sure enough, they took it down. And another crazy story that was happening in that series, other than the 17 walks that the Mets you know took on Friday night, which was a Met record, and it's almost an A's record. It's tied for the worst. Only the 1916 Philadelphia A's walked more players in a game. But yeah, that game, Alonso went deep. Alonso didn't go deep that game. Lindor went deep, knocked in. You know, he had a grand slam, had a bases clearing, double that game, tied his career high with 7. And then Saturday afternoon, Miguel, he pitched well. And Alonso went deep. Kind of went deep for Alonso. He leads the league in 7 home runs. Kind of hit his second home run of the year, which is his first home run against his former team that he played with for the first 7 years of his career before signing with the Mets last year. And Nimmo, he hit a game that would prove to be the game winner. RBI double. So, so far the Mets are doing what they're doing, what they're supposed to do. 1-2 out of 3. They won 3 in a row and they've won the first 2 games. And hopefully they're going to try to get the sweep tomorrow, against the A's. And tomorrow the 73 A's is going to be honoring their 73 team, their 73 championship. Do you remember against who?
The A's?
Yeah, the A's are going to be celebrating their 73 championship. Do you remember who was against?
Oh, the Mets.
Yep. They're going to be celebrating in front of us. They're going to be trolling us. Right now, you know, they don't have nothing to cheer about right now. But, yeah, another weird story. I'm pretty sure you haven't heard about it. Apparently, the state, according to Gerrit Cohen, there's a possum inside the stadium, and basically, there's a possum inside the stadium. They try to get it out, but somehow it's stuck inside the wall, and it was so bad that literally, Gerrit Cohen and Ron Darling had to go in a different location. And the area is so bad that basically
that's crazy.
There's a giant pole in front of Garrett Cohn while he's announcing. So then basically when they showed up, I think today, there was a huge stench. Like apparently the possum or maybe even plural possums, they doodled in that area and it stank so bad. Yeah, man. So the A's isn't the only thing that's stinking in that stadium right now. So
wow, they need to hire like
Ghostbusters.
One of those animal. What do you call those animal?
Pest control.
Yeah, pest control or something.
Yeah, because like Garrett Cohn was saying, he doesn't want the animal to get killed. He just wants the animal to be relocated someplace else, you know, like in a safe environment, but not, you know, just, you know, not in the stadium while they're there. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe the A's are playing possum right now, you know. Who knows? They might go on a barrage tomorrow. Hopefully not.
Funny.
Hopefully they'll wake up out of their drought, you know, after this series is over. So
wow.
But yeah, there's definitely not the A's team we faced in '73. We had the You Gotta Believe Mets, you know, a team that was like in last place in August 31st, and then they went on this huge winning streak just to get to 500 and then advance to the playoffs. Knocked off the Reds, the big red machine Reds, you know, just a few years before they, you know, knocked off the Red Sox in, '75. And then, you know, what was that team in '76 they knocked off too? For their back-to-back titles? I think it might have been the Yankees maybe, perhaps, before the Yankees. '76? You know. Yeah. And then, of course, the Yankees would win back-to-back with Reggie Jackson, 77-78.
Oh, yep.
Against the Dodgers. So we shall see what happens with the Mets. Hopefully the Mets can continue this momentum on the road. And, yeah, another thing is the minor league guys are really raking it. Mauricio's hitting home runs. Brett Beatty is hitting home runs over there. Yeah, man, he really deserves a start over Escobar, because Escobar is he's struggling horribly. Alvarez was playing well down in the minors, but they recently called him up. But he hasn't had a lot of playing time, and he hasn't really done much yet. But then again, you know, he hasn't really had a consistent playing time. You know, he's been on the bench, whereas you would think he would be the regular starter, and then have Nito occasionally start, but it's been the other way around so far. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully the Mets can get the W in front of the 73 A's team that's being honored. Yeah, we'll definitely see. Hopefully the Mets can continue this winning streak. And shifting gears to the Yankees, Herman, man, he had his best start arguably of his career. He had he went 6 1/3, struck out a career high 11
strikeouts, yeah.
No walks if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he just was dominant.
Yeah, this was a game that we needed because up until this series, the Yankees have won all of their series so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we kind of hit a bump in the road there by losing the first two games of this series to the Twins. And historically we've owned the Twins, you know, mm-hmm. whether it be regular season or playoffs, we've owned them for the last two decades. But, yeah, I mean, this, they're looking like a very good team this year, and they won the first two games. Last night we ended up blowing a game that we should have won. Mm-hmm. Today we come back, and Volpe had a home run. Volpe He hasn't been hitting well since being put into the starting lineup. I think he was batting under 200 before today. But today he had two hits. I think one of those two hits was a home run, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Stanton contributed with two RBIs. LeMahieu contributed with an RBI. And we ended up winning this game 6-1. So tomorrow will be the rubber game. Well, not really rubber game. I mean, we just have to tie the series,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then just move on to the next series. That's all we could do because we can't win it since the point that we won the first two.
Congratulations to your boy Volpe. He hit his first major league home run recently. And what's his name? John Sterling had a call like, Anthony Volpe, who's the man? Oh, I forgot what he said. Something. He said something
that was tonight. Wasn't that tonight?
Was it today or was it yesterday? I'm trying to remember.
I thought it was tonight.
I thought it was today.
It could have been today.
Today.
He also became the first Yankee rookie to have three steals in a game today.
There's never been a Yankee player that had three steals in a game before?
No, Yankee rookie. He became the first Yankee rookie to have three steals in the game, yeah.
Oh.
So congrats to him for that.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah. But, so we got to win the game tomorrow to tie the series and then just move on from there. If we win tomorrow, that'll continue our streak of not losing a series yet.
Mm-hmm. And plus, you'll stick it to your old rival, Carlos Correa.
Well, Correa, he's got something to laugh about right now, because his team has beat us twice so far this year. So.
And back to the Mets quickly before I move on. Scherzer's start got pushed back. He's dealing with some aches or so. Let me look. What was the issue he had? He has a soreness in his scapula. He's been looking a little shaky this season. I mean, his last start was clearly his best start. He went five scoreless innings to like 95 or 96 pitches. He's 2-1, but yeah, his ERA is 4.41. He hasn't looked dominant at all. You know, he's 110 strikeout game away from surpassing your boy Clemens, third on the all-time list. Only Nolan, Ryan, and Randy Johnson. Both guys all of these guys have pitched in New York, now that I think about it. But Ryan, Clemens, Johnson, and now Scherzer, you know. So once he gets a 10 strikeout game, he'll pass Clemens for third on the all-time list of the most 10. He's the most double-digit games with a strikeout.
Wow.
But he's been having lingering soreness, and you could clearly see he hasn't been the same guy. He hasn't been the same guy since probably the first half of last year. Because, down the stretch in September and that postseason game, he was not the same guy, man. Like, it's no surprise he's gone through something. And then in positive news, Verlander, he's made some progress, so he believes he's going to pitch sometime later this month, barring any setbacks. And Jose Budo, he's expected to pitch tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, best of luck to him. Carlos Carrasco, You know, he's been horrible his last couple of starts. This start he pitched a little bit better, but yeah, he hasn't been as good as he was last year. So, you know, hopefully he'll be able to bounce back. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. What was I gonna say? Well, Robertson and Ottavino has been great, especially Robertson. Hopefully they can pick up the slack with Edwin Diaz gone for the whole year. Even though Edwin Diaz think he'll be able to come back sometime late this season, but we shall see. But yeah, I'm gonna take a quick break, and then I'll get into wrestling. You've been listening to the Sports Urban Legend on Block Talk Radio. We'll be right back. what's up? Welcome back to Sports and the Legend. I'm, of course, William Ramo, and, of course, I got Mac calling Matthew on the line. Hey, what up? It's speaking of CM Punk, you know, the call the personality. Yeah, there's going to be a new AEW show coming up. The rumor is that it's going to debut in June. It's going to be a Saturday night show, and it's going to be called AEW Collision. It's going to be a two-hour show, and CM Punk is expected to be the top star, and it's going to debut in Chicago. That's the rumor. And CM Punk is reportedly going to have a sit-down with, I guess, Tony Khan and, you know, the Elite, you know, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, I would assume Chris Jericho as well, the people who he has the biggest beef with, you know, with that whole drama that happened when he aired his grievances with the people in the company. I think they should definitely keep CM Punk. You know, obviously, with this new show, they're going to do a roster split because, you know, apparently the people he has beef with, you know, don't want him in the company. So I guess that's the compromise, it looks like. I mean, if this rumor is true, you know, yeah, I think they should definitely use CM Punk. And, you know, the other rumor is that they're gonna have a new event, All Out at Wembley Stadium. So it would make sense for him to team up with his friends FTR, you know, formerly known as the Revival in WWE, and go against the Elite, Kenny Omega with the Young Bucks, you know, and feed off that real life rivalry that those groups have with each other. Well, you know, with CM Punk and the Elite. Right now in AEW, the Blackpool Combat Club has been, you know, destroying, the Elite. You know, they've been leaving them in a pool of their own blood. They've been just really attacking them. Another thing that happened was Wardlow destroying Powerhouse Hobbs, you know, getting his revenge with his former Team Taz, Taz member. Also, AEW Dynamite, MJF, the AEW champion, looks like he's going to be facing off with Darby Allin after Darby Allin, won the match he had on Dynamite. And basically Sting, you know, revealed that he doesn't have, you know, it's almost, his career is almost over, and that he's going to, he's Darby Allin's cheerleader, and he expects Darby Allin to be the one to defeat MJF to become the new champion. Oh, yes, Jeff Hardy made his shocking debut return to AEW after many months. He came to the aid of his brother, Matt Hardy, when he was getting attacked by Ethan Page and the rest of the embassy. I'm trying to think what else happened. Yeah, Keith Lee, he faced off with Jericho, first time ever, if I'm not mistaken. Jericho won when he had some, some outside interference. I think it was Swerve Strickland who attacked him when he was masked to give Jericho the victory to close off the show. So, yeah, that's basically the AEW news right there. WWE, you had Trish betray Becky Lynch, which is something I had a feeling would happen, but I thought it was going to happen at WrestleMania. Lita got attacked from behind, and as a result, by a mystery person, which is, I would assume would be Trish, or maybe Raquel Gonzalez, you know, since she's a baby face right now, and she's a tag team with Liv, but maybe, who knows, maybe they might secretly be heels because they're the ones that benefited from the, you know, from Trish turning on them, even though Trish, you know, lost to Liv when she pinned her in the match. So, yeah, after Trish got pinned by Lita to lose by Liv Morgan to lose the title, Becky Lynch was trying to console Trish for the loss. Trish originally looked like she was sorry, but it was a ruse so she could attack Becky Lynch from behind, and that's going to set up the feud between the two of them. The Usos, they challenged Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to get a rematch for their tag team titles. If I remember right, it looks like, you know, the rumors is official that Bad Bunny is going to team up with Rey Mysterio versus Bad Bunny and Dominic and Damian Priest, that pay-per-view event, the Backlash pay-per-view event in Puerto Rico.
When is that again? What date is that?
It's May something. Let me check just to make sure.
Okay.
Backlash. Hopefully the Knicks will still be in the playoffs when this pay-per-view comes on.
Hopefully.
Let us see. It's March 6th.
Okay, so that's several weeks from now.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Since K Nakamura returned and he defeated Madcap Moss in the victory, you know, it's good to see Shinsuke Nakamura getting the win, and, you know, he had his old school entrance. You know, they're finally putting respect on Shinsuke Nakamura's name. You know, they're giving him the whole pomp and circumstance with his old school intro, you know. So hopefully they'll continue to do that. Trying to think if there's anything else major that happened. Mickie James, she forfeited her Impact Knockouts title due to injury. I think she had an injury in her ribs. So right now it looks like it might be the end for her, or she's, you know, she's going to rehab. But in the meanwhile, she relinquished the Impact Knockouts title. It looked like it's the end for her. She put her hat in the ring, the microphone, and the title in the ring and left it, which was reminiscent to, you know, Undertaker, you know, basically ending his career, putting his you know, his hat, the gloves. So if it is the end, you know, Mickie James, she had a phenomenal career.
Yeah, definitely.
And she'll definitely be missed in the wrestling business, for sure.
She will always be one of my favorite female wrestlers for obvious reasons. But, she, you know, she was attractive, and she had the wrestling ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charisma.
I consider her one of the best female wrestlers of all time.
No doubt, hands down. And it's a shame how WWE, you know, when they fired her and just stuff out like that. I mean, it was great to see her come back for that one night only, the Royal Rumble, even though she was the Knockout champion, which was unprecedented and never happened ever since. So maybe that was their way of saying my bad, you know. So, you know, it was good to see her come back in WWE, even though she was the reigning Impact champion. And, you know, she went out as a champ, you know, Impact Wrestling, and, you know, props to her. So now she basically, you know, she passed the torch to Deanna Purrazzo and Jordan Grace, you know, her rivals that she fought in the ring with. So we shall see what happens if it is indeed the end for her. So, yeah, I think that's about it. I think we've covered pretty much everything we need to cover. Anything you'd like to say before we ride off into the sunset, like Mickey James?
Go Knicks. That's about it.
I like that. Go Knicks. Hopefully, you know, they'll take it because we desperately need it. So we'll see what happens. So, hopefully they'll give us nostalgia for the NBA on NBC Nick days. So yeah, thanks for coming on, Mac. I want to thank you for coming on, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you all for coming on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sports Urban Legend. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Rameau, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.